live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange
and mighty power. Starting tomorrow, the Emory High School football team is going to play host to a youth camp for kids in grades 3rd through 8th. That'll be tomorrow and Thursday. The cost to attend the camp is only $30. You can get a full write-up right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Along with the camp is a very special guest. Kids in attendance will get to hear from Los Angeles Rams kicker and Super Bowl champion Matt Gay. Of course, he played his college football at the University of Utah. Matt Gay was heaven sent for the Super Bowl champion Rams. They didn't have a place kicker. After Greg Zuerlein left, went to Dallas 2 years ago, the Rams had problems finding some sort of reliability from the kicker spot. Enter Matt Gay midseason last year, finishes off a great campaign with the Rams, comes back this past season, kicked the game winner in the divisional round against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, his former team. He helps the Rams win Super Bowl 56, and he's actually joining us right now over the phone. Matt, thrilled to have you on the show today. Really looking forward to this conversation. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. We have to talk about the magical season that we just watched unfold. What a way to end. Super Bowl champion. I know you played such a key role in the Rams winning their first Super Bowl since 2000, their first Super Bowl in Los Angeles. So, Matt, I guess the first question, very vague. I mean, what was this season like?
The season was... It was good. I mean, obviously, it ended the way you wanted to, but, I mean... We had a lot of confidence from the get-go, and we started really, really hot and got off to some good wins. And then November hit, and we didn't have a single win in November, and the team was, for whatever reason, not getting the results. But it's funny, during that time, there was never a change in demeanor. There was never a change in what we wanted to achieve. There was never a doubt that we were going to get back to that. And so I think that's kind of the moment that really clicked for us to get going. And then obviously went on a little hot streak and was able to, you know, win the games and win the games at the right time. So, and then obviously ended it with a Super Bowl win is as good as you can get. So, I mean, it was start to finish an amazing year for us.
Definitely a lot of ups and downs. I mean, you go back to that first game against the Bears, almost immediately it's electric, right? I think you pinpointed it. November was tough. I mean, you had a couple of players like an Odell and a Von Miller, and the expectations kind of skyrocket at that point. I mean, I would have to go back and look at the history books. I don't know if this is factual or not, but rarely do you see a Super Bowl champion go an entire month without a win at some point in time of the season. That's kind of unheard of.
Yeah, I'd love to find out on that as well. I mean, because I don't think it's probably fairly common. But it was a tough moment for us because we were doing everything right. We weren't getting the results. But, again, like I said, the expectation and the demeanor never changed with the team. Everyone was so confident as ever and that we were going to get the job done and that, you know, we could get back on track. And I think the team really came together during that time and said, all right, we gotta step it up a little bit and just change a few things to get back to winning ways. And obviously we're able to get back to it.
Matt, for you, there were obviously a couple of really key moments this year, but one in particular I'd love to get your perspective on, kicking the game-winning field goal against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're talking about a roller coaster of ups and downs. I mean, that's a game where it's 27-3, very easily could have been 40-3, and then all of a sudden it's 27-27. I'm sure, and now looking back on it in hindsight, that kick probably has a little bit of extra meaning to you, knowing that your career started with Tampa Bay, and they released you. You get to go back and knock them out of the playoffs on the road. I mean, it's kind of storybook when you really think about it. That was a phenomenal game and a phenomenal way to win. What do you remember most about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a roller coaster of a game, up and down. I mean, obviously, they made their comeback and had a lot of momentum going into it those final few minutes. What I'm thinking I'm going to remember most is just, like, celebrating with the team after the kick went through. I mean, that was a moment where your team's really relying on you to come through, and you do it, and, you know, that just brings you guys a lot closer, and as people, as a team, and that moment, just being able to celebrate, knowing that I did my part to help them win, especially after I missed the kicker in the game, was able to still have the confidence of the team to come back in and them to trust and believe in me to make that kick after a miss, especially. But yeah, it definitely carries a little bit more weight, a little bit more meaning, knowing that a team that originally had you really didn't believe in you, and for whatever reason that was, and then be able to kind of come back and show them. And it's funny, my career, I mean, the roller coaster of a game, but roller coaster of a career, kind of in the first three years I've had, and gone back to Tampa a couple times, and the first time I went back to Tampa, kind of had a game winner. It was two minutes left on the clock, but I had a field goal to put us up, and it's just kind of been the way my career's gone, to be able to, for whatever reason, kind of just have some success against them. And
from a Rams fan perspective, you got to enjoy that. I mean, it's fantastic all the way through. Matt, I got to ask you a question, and this is more about the game of football itself. If we go back to that game winner against Tampa Bay, you play it pretty close to the upright. I mean, kick placement in a situation like that, the goal is obviously to put it through the uprights, but in the same notion, you're not trying to pin it right down the middle, right? I mean, is that true? Is that something? I noticed that, and I'm just curious as if that was just plain luck or if that's kick placement.
On that specific kick?
Yes.
So I think that's just what comes into play. That's just the body and the subconscious reacting to certain situations. So if you look back at that kick, the defensive back on the edge got an amazing jump. At first, what I thought was for sure offsides. Now watching the film back, he just got the most perfect jump. He was onside, and I think. I recognize that and understand that, okay, this guy's going to be close. And so I think naturally I pulled it a little left to kind of keep it away from that guy coming off the edge on the right. If I would have kicked that ball down the middle, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that on that trajectory line that it's going to get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just the athlete or whatever you say, the subconscious, and yet to, you know, just reacting to situations.
How difficult was it for you? You played through injuries throughout this year, right? I mean, you talk about the game against Tampa Bay. You weren't 100% in that game.
No. I was dealing with a couple knocks, a couple injuries, but, I mean, I was able to, with my trainers and things like that, I was able to manage some pain and push through, and I wasn't going to miss any of those games. And so, but yeah, just a couple knocks. I think everyone at that point in time in the year is dealing with something. And so, you know, a lot of guys were banged up and pushing through, and so it was just, you know, doing what you had to do to play.
Yeah. Matt, really, throughout the season, again, you've talked about the ups and downs and just a roller coaster to finally get to the Super Bowl. It was such an intense game, playing from behind the majority of the second half. You know, we only see the kicker when the game is either on the line, or we only talk about a kicker when he kicks a game winner or he misses a game winner. To be in that situation where you weren't really relied upon, you had to come out and kick the extra point, and oh, that was huge, made it a 3-point game, but how nerve-wracking is that as a kicker to be in a game like that, standing on the sideline where really you have no control over everything? You may never even be called on to come in and kick a game winner. It's different than, say, the Tampa Bay game. How nerve-wracking is it?
Yeah, but that's the game of football, right? It's the greatest team sport there is, because it's nerve-wracking, but again, just like they relied on me in the Tampa game, I rely on them in that game. And so you just really rely on your teammates to, when you don't get the opportunities, that whoever it is in the game takes care of their opportunities. And, I mean, to come in, that's the thing. So as a kicker, you may get one off, you may get three offs, and you just have to be able to make those every single time and take advantage of them. And that's the thing with the kicker position. I think a lot of other positions get so many plays throughout a game and so many chances. If a mistake is made, the next play they can come in. The kicker, very, very few chances, and every single one matters. And so it's a tough position, I think, to be in. But, I mean, you have to relish that and really thrive and want those moments. But again, yeah, you just lean and trust on your team at the most moment that they're going to do their job. And if I'm called upon, I'll do my job.
Yeah, very few people are ever going to get to experience what you got to experience as far as winning a Super Bowl. How does that moment compare to any other moment where you've had success? I mean, going back to your days at Utah, talking about early success at Tampa Bay, when you're finally a Super Bowl champion, can you describe that feeling? And is it just kind of incomparable to anything else?
It really is incomparable to anything else, because it's just like, for me, it was accumulation of a lot of hardship over the last couple of years, for me and my family, and the things that we've gone through, a draft and getting cut and being apart and moving to different cities, and, you know, knowing that I was a starter in the league and being on practice squad and then getting a shot with the Rams and finally being able to flourish and, you know, feel at home, and then to just have the season I had and go through that Tampa game and kind of get that, for lack of better words, revenge on that, and that game, and then to just, you know, accumulate it with a Super Bowl win. It was just, you know, something special for me and my family to just know that everything we went through, you know, the hardships, the hard times that we went through, was paid off. We just had to keep our heads down and, you know, keep working and stay true to who we were and what we knew. And, I mean, knowing that you did the ultimate goal, and I'm lucky to be able to get it, a Super Bowl win in my first 3 years, which is not very good. I mean, guys play their whole career and don't get a chance to play in one or get one, and I got it pretty early in my career, which is pretty special. I just know that it's something that, you know, it doesn't come around very often, and you just try to really enjoy that moment. It's really not like nothing else.
Again, our guest right now is Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Ram kicker Matt Gay. Matt, you mentioned the ups and downs of your career, right? The hardships that you've had to endure. If we go back to your time at the University of Utah, we're all well aware of the success that you had there. Actually, just a long line of a lot of successful special teamers under Coach Witt at the University of Utah. You talked about getting drafted in Tampa Bay and then moving on to Los Angeles, and just kind of all in a nutshell. When you get to talk to youth, as you'll have the opportunity to this week, does that question get brought up, or do you like to pinpoint the ups and downs that you've gone through personally in your career? I mean, I'm sure that's a topic, right?
Oh, of course, because nothing good in life comes easy, and I think these kids, especially nowadays, I think it's all good, and everyone tries to focus on this, but life is tough, and there's going to be some hardships and things that push you, things that test you, and it's how you handle those moments that I think define who you really are and your true character. And, you know, when your back's against the wall, what are you going to do? And I think those are the moments when you look at some of the people that are really, really successful. They've all gone through some really, really hard, difficult times, and it's never been easy. They've had to sacrifice. They've had to do a bunch of things. So for these kids to know that, like, it's okay if things, you know, don't go my way. It's okay if I'm in a dark spot right now. I have to keep pushing through. You know, I have to – it's not always going to be success, and you're not always going to be the best, and things aren't always going to work out in your favor. And even if you do feel like, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. You may feel like you deserved it and you should have got it, but you don't. And how do you respond in those situations? Do you crumble, or do you buck up and – you know, saying, I am a starter in this league, or I deserve this opportunity, and you keep working hard. And so I think those are the moments that these kids really need to learn from a young age. It's like, I have to work hard. I've got to stay dedicated, be committed, and it's not going to be easy. And, you know, there's not a lot of people that get to do what I do, and it's the lessons and it's the hardships that really get you past it and make everything worth it once you get there.
Yeah, I would be interested to know, you know, as a parent of a kid that plays sports, when you get released by Tampa Bay, and then you get, you know, you go to the practice squad in Indianapolis, and you finally get that opportunity with the Rams, in between Tampa and Los Angeles, what did you have to do mentally to get back in the right state of mind to be an elite kicker in this league again, or do you change anything at all?
Well, to be fair, when I was in Tampa, I was going through a lot. I mean, just the way things were going down in Tampa and the way things were, I mean, it wasn't, for me myself, it wasn't a healthy environment for me. And my mind was not in a good spot in Tampa. And so honestly, when I got cut or released, it was a moment of like, dang, that sucks. This is tough, but also kind of a moment of like relief, I'd say. And I kind of was able to get out of some things that I was not in a right mental state, I would say. And I almost had to kind of – I got to be me again. I got to, you know, go back to just being who I wanted to be and kick how I want to kick and be kind of free. And so that time in Indianapolis was actually kind of crucial for me to be able to take a couple months to, like, get back to being me and figure some things out before I got that shot in L.A. And so just had to be able to, you know, reset that mindset and understand, okay, you know, I'm here for a reason. I am good enough to be in this league, and, you know, nothing's going to stop me until I do it. And just being able to do that and have a good support system that is with you through it all and through the good and the bad, and be able to pick you up when you're down. And I owe a lot of credit to my wife and her, you know, sometimes giving me the tough love that I needed to pick me up and then just being there through all the ups and downs and being able to get me through some tough times, and not only for me to believe in me, but for her to believe in me and to get me back. And I think a support system is crucial as well.
Matt, as you prepare to join the Emory football camp, what's your favorite part about interacting with youth, especially youth football players? Is there something in particular that stands out to you that you really enjoy?
This is the best part about this job, I think, is just being able to, like, have a platform and an impact to, you know, to help kids and help these, you know, maybe be that one moment where these kids, not in the most humble way possible, but get to meet someone who's, you know, been in the NFL and be able to talk to these kids and answer their questions and just show them that, like, yeah, I'm in the NFL, but I'm also just another guy, just another dude with a family and, you know, living life, and that I can be able to just be relatable to these kids and talk to them. And that's the best part, is being able to make their day or be able to help them in a situation that, you know, they've got some questions. And if I can be a little bit of glimpse in their day of some light or a little highlight, then that's the best thing about this job, is just being able to have a platform and make a difference in the littlest way possible, just being able to talk to people and, you know, meet people and just show them that you're human and you're nice and, you know, just, yeah, be able to relate to these kids.
I think it's a neat thing that you're coming. Not too often we get a Super Bowl champion coming down here to teach our youth about football. Matt Gay again joining us right now. Matt, truly was a pleasure to just hear you speak about this past season and why you like to work with the youth and what's in store for these kids here at Emory High School over the next couple of days. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk today. It truly was a pleasure.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Again, that's Los Angeles Rams kicker Matt Gay taking out the time to join us. He will be at the Emory High School Youth Football Camp later this week. That camp is going to run tomorrow and again on Thursday. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.